Good evening, and welcome to tonight's reading. Looking ahead to March, the Ruth Stefan Poetry Center series will present Charles Simic on Wednesday, March 4th, here in this auditorium at 8:30. That's 2 weeks from tonight. And the Poetry in the Schools program, which you heard a little bit about before the last reading, will present William Meredith on a return visit to Tucson. That has been tentatively set. His reading has been tentatively set for Friday, March 20th. Please watch for announcements to confirm that date. Tonight's guest poet comes to us from the foothills of the High Sierras in California. At 35, he's already a poet and teacher of long standing, highly respected by other artists, and always much beloved by his students. Later this year, he'll become, in all likelihood, one of the younger poets to see his selected works issued by a major publishing house. The volume will be called The Door Standing Open, and it'll be published by the Oxford University Press. And just to show that his craft hasn't been allowed to stand still, he is going to come out with a book of new poems from Kayak Press entitled Country Lightning, and that will be very shortly. Those two books will be his sixth and seventh collections. He has also edited an anthology, Poems from the Hebrew, which is going to be issued very soon. And only last year he was co-editor with Stephen Berg of one of the most exciting of the contemporary anthologies called Naked Poetry, Recent American Poetry in Open Forms. His own poems have been appearing since 1954 in distinguished periodicals on both sides of the Atlantic. And they are represented in a number of important anthologies, including New Poets of England and America, Today's Poets, and Penguin's Contemporary American Poetry. I'm especially honored to introduce Robert Mezzi.
Thank you, Bob. When I first bought this bag, it originally held an Army lightweight service gas mask. And traveling around the country the last couple of years, I've begun to wish that I'd bought the gas mask, too. And you ought to try to not to miss Charlie Simic's reading. I've never heard him read, but he's a wonderful poet.